Welcome to The Investment Conversation, Lord Abbett's ongoing podcast series.
Hello, this is Will Andrews, digital content editor for Lord Abbett. Right now, investors are focused on the U.S. midterm elections. Hyojun Yeo, portfolio manager for taxable fixed income, talks about the election and its implications for the market.
This year's midterms, perhaps more than years past, are grabbing more headlines. But elections have traditionally had short-lived to marginal impact to the markets. But how are we thinking about this year? I would say it's interesting to at least look briefly at the numbers. The Democrats need to win 23 seats to take control of the House. And the experts currently are saying that there are approximately 70 seats in play. And these experts and additional statistical experts suggest a 70% probability that the Democrats will indeed win the House. In the Senate, Democrats need to take an additional 2 seats for the majority. But in the elections, and this is very interesting, Democrats are defending 26 seats while the Republicans are only defending 9. So as of a week ago, the likelihood that the Democrats would actually take over the Senate, the probability was very low. But if there's anything, this administration is all about volatility and recent events and declining approval rating for the president has certainly increased this probability modestly. So enough of the numbers. Let's marry the potential election outcomes with those market factors, which have been important over the last 2 years since the administration has come in place. As mentioned, the outcome with the highest likelihood is that of a Democratic House and Republican Senate. So what are the factors that we should consider? Tax cuts have certainly been a supportive fiscal policy, and that potential outcome would decrease the likelihood that a second wave of tax cuts would be coming. But I don't think that that's a scenario that's necessarily been priced into the markets. But what we would be thinking about is that all of the supportive fiscal policy that we've seen could certainly, the likely of it could certainly slow down in that type of outcome. Trade policy, tariffs, potential trade wars have all been significant to spread valuations and market action. But this is largely an executive branch decision, and nothing significant would be expected to change in this regard, or at least Democratic opposition would happen on the margins. Some of the impacts of rhetoric and everything else would certainly continue as it came out from the administration. Now, taking this kind of global aspect a step further, emerging markets weakness has been notably impacted by global growth concerns and China weakness. And again, with that split Congress outcome, we wouldn't expect too much to change here either. And the last point we would consider is that U.S. growth has been robust. Consumer confidence has been high. And interestingly enough, that strong consumer confidence / sentiment has been led by a large increase in confidence from Republican voters. We expect U.S. fundamentals to remain robust. Going back to the outcome with the second highest probability would be the Republicans maintaining majority in both sides of Congress. And really, in that scenario, you should expect more of the same. And what we've had is continuing growth. And for the fixed income markets, I think what you should expect is interest rates, the shape of the yield curve, those and spread valuations. Those items will all depend on things that we've talked about before in terms of Fed policy, consumer confidence, the domestic economy, the return of term premium, and discussion that we had in the last outlook. So one last thing to mention. The outcome with the lowest probability is the one with any potential of notably impacting markets, and that would be one where the Democrats actually sweep and take both sides of Congress. What would happen there is that the markets will price in some uncertainty through expectations of higher volatility, given that that was an outcome that was not expected. And with higher volatility, potentially we would have an opportunity to invest in risk assets. Because when you go back to the fundamentals, as mentioned, Trade policy is largely Trump controlled. Consumer confidence will remain high. The labor and growth picture remain robust, and fundamentals continue to suggest a risk-taking environment. So in summary, historically, when you look at event risk and specifically political event risk, they generally can provide short-lived or short-term opportunities in the marketplace. But as far as its impact on long-term fundamentals, that is a much slower moving phenomena. And so in the current environment, with fundamentals being as strong as they are, we expect the midterm elections to potentially provide some volatility and some risk-taking opportunities in the short term. But our outlook for U.S. growth and the domestic economy continue to support our position to take risk.
That's it for this edition of the Investment Conversation. As always, you can access a full range of investment commentary and analysis at lordabbott.com. Thanks for listening. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. The value of investments in fixed income securities will change as interest rates fluctuate and in response to market movements. Generally, when interest rates rise, the prices of debt securities fall, and when interest rates fall, prices generally rise. The municipal market can be affected by adverse tax, legislative, or political changes, and by the financial condition of the issuers of municipal securities. Investments in foreign or emerging market securities may be adversely affected by economic, political, or regulatory factors and subject to currency volatility and greater liquidity risk. The value of investments in equity securities will fluctuate in response to general economic conditions and to changes in the prospects of particular companies and/or sectors in the economy. No investing strategy can overcome all market volatility or guarantee future results. Market forecasts and projections are based on current market conditions and are subject to change without notice. Projections should not be considered a guarantee. The views and opinions expressed by the Lord Abbott speaker are those of the speaker as of the date of the broadcast and do not necessarily represent the views of the firm as a whole. Any such views are subject to change at any time based upon market or other conditions, and Lord Abbott disclaims any responsibility to update such views. This material is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast, research, or investment advice. It is not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any securities or to adopt any investment strategy. Neither Lord Abbott nor the Lord Abbott speaker can be responsible for any direct or incidental loss incurred by applying any of the information offered. The information provided is not directed at any investor or category of investors and is provided solely as general information about Lord Abbott's products and services and to otherwise provide general investment education. None of the information provided should be regarded as a suggestion to engage in or refrain from any investment-related course of action, as neither Lord Abbott nor its affiliates are undertaking to provide impartial investment advice, act as an impartial advisor, or give advice in a fiduciary capacity. If you are an individual retirement investor, contact your financial advisor or other fiduciary about whether any given investment idea, strategy, product, or service may be appropriate for your circumstances. This broadcast is the copyright 2018 of Lord Abbott and Company, LLC, all rights reserved. This recording may not be reproduced in whole or in part or any form without the permission of Lord Abbott. Lord Abbott Mutual Funds are distributed by Lord Abbott Distributor, LLC.